You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You got to get on that mic. Sliwa and Mason are sharing a mic, which is...
It's so
tremendous.
Beautiful. This is the greatest bit of a Monday we've ever done.
You're sharing a mic. It's very.
You guys should share headphones.
Yeah. You can plug yours in. If one uses the quarter inch adapter and one uses the eighth inch.
Like, we're already this close.
Okay. Yeah,
it's fine. We're not listening to anybody outside the room.
What?
So there's a special reason that we're all gathered around, isn't there?
In just a few minutes, we're going to bring in a very special friend of the radio station. And he's got a gift for Travis, Johnny I, and myself.
And Mason.
A week before Christmas. God bless him.
But not Mason or Slee.
Okay, that's fine.
How you feeling today, Chris?
I'm beautiful.
You're good? I'm fantastic.
Mace tried to earlier tell me that the Rams have a top 10 defense.
No.
We looked it up.
But they don't have a bad defense.
It's not a ridiculous statement.
No, their defense has been really solid. Yesterday, I thought their defense was solid. Obviously, they stopped him, 14 times
from
inside the five at one point yesterday. I think their defense is really solid. They're for real. They may be – I think they're the best 7-7 team.
They're the best team that's not one of the really good teams.
Yes.
Right, they're the best team that's not the Niners, the Ravens, maybe the Eagles.
They're out in the
Mace,
playoffs.
There is no mechanism by which they could host a playoff game, right?
Because they'll
be
on the
wild card.
On the road, no
matter
what.
Even if the Niners get the bye?
No, because they clinch the division. So only division winners host playoff games in the first round.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Niners will have a bye. So
the only way they could host a playoff game is if they ended up as the sixth seed. And they played the seventh seed in the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
That's the only way.
Which, by the way,
happened when they beat the Niners.
They weren't
the sixth seed, but they were the fourth seed.
Yeah. Michael has a great idea.
He said
7-7, they're the best 7-7 team, so they should get an in-season trophy award.
Yes! The IST!
An in-season tournament trophy award.
4 out of 5, they won
Hang
the
it up.
IST!
Hang it up.
It's coming tonight. They're doing a full ceremony.
Woo!
We're going to carry it live. We're breaking out the trophy. Dogs and cats living together.
it's all
happening tonight.
Okay, do you know what it looks like?
The banner?
Yeah.
No, I've not seen it.
Okay. We were talking about is it the same size?
No, I'm told it is smaller and a different shape than the other ones. But
good. That's a good start.
It's a good start.
I have not seen it.
Yeah.
Does it have to go in that area?
Do they hang it at the other end of the arena?
No. We can just cover up the Taylor Swift banner if we need new room.
I heard the Taylor Swift banner's gone.
Yeah, that's what somebody else said.
Yeah, somebody said it's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, and I've been there a couple times.
The Clippers cover up everything.
Yeah,
so
true.
I'm sure the Clippers will cover this up, too. But the Clippers are out of here at the end of this year.
That's right.
That thing is just about done. You went to the football game on
the
Saturday
LA Bowl?
Night.
It was
right?
great.
The LA Bowl. Yes. Did you get a glimpse
of
the Intuit Dome as you went by?
We did.
The place is amazing.
I have an idea for the LA Bowl, okay? You guys heard Gronk sing the national anthem, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mason's national anthem is way better than Gronk.
Thank you.
So I think next year, if it's Gronk again, we should jump on this early and have you sing the anthem in honor of the Gronk Bowl.
That would be awesome.
Oddly enough, Sam Pines and I ran into Kevin Demoff on Saturday.
Oh, did you?
In the
pregame.
He was good. The only thing I really contributed to the conversation.
Yeah.
Other than just listening to two very wise men,
was
saying, by the way, Kev, we really need to figure out the Mace national anthem. It was at that moment that he walked away.
he's superstitious. Kevin's superstitious. And Mason did the Whose House chant.
Right.
And the Rams got blown out. They lost to Atlanta.
That's not good.
So Kevin said, if Kevin's involved, he'll vote no. But if it's the LA Bowl,
right?
I don't know if Kevin will have a vote.
Well, I don't think anybody will have much of a... I mean, Gronk is the one that wants it.
And it wasn't sold out, right, Chris?
No, but it was a nice crowd.
Was it a nice crowd?
I wish I wore Boise State gear.
Who won the game?
UCLA.
You would have been the only one?
No, there were tons of Boise. By the way.
What is it? Blue and orange.
Blue and orange, yeah.
How did UCLA represent?
Pretty well, but half was Boise State. By the way, John, some talent coming out of Boise State. You know what I mean?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm heading up to Idaho regularly. So I'd like to hear that.
That's your home away from home.
It is. But we're pretty far from Boise, though.
What's the biggest crowd you've ever sung the anthem in front of?
Probably
Well, you did it at Dodger Stadium on a pretty crowded night.
Yeah, 50,000.
That's the night Jamie McCourt grabbed your butt.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, nice.
Well, I would say she patted me on the ass, is what I would say.
Okay.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Project Jamie was alive. If she would have been elected president, you could have been in the
cabinet. Oh, that's right. Remember, she was going to be the president of the United States.
Yeah, Charles Steinberg was going to be chief of staff. You could have been, like, Secretary of Agriculture.
Yes, if you were in her cabinet and you got your choice of positions, what would you choose?
I'm trying to think of the one that does the least.
Oh, no, you should be in charge of the FDA.
Agriculture, the FDA is good.
If
yeah,
you know what I mean.
I do.
Secretary
Base.
Of the Interior, Base. You go to parties.
Yeah. National parks. Base. Hello? Hello, yes.
Secretary of Agriculture. That way you can grow all your weed you want.
Hey, Secretary of Agriculture.
Either one
Thompson
works.
Nails it, yeah.
Legalize it, right?
Yes.
That would be your entire platform.
And then, but you know how you have to pick a guy when they do State of the Union?
Yep.
They often pick the Secretary of Agriculture, and that means if the entire cabinet is wiped out, you're the designated survivor.
It's me.
President Mace.
Oh, yes.
It's all on you.
Designated survivor.
That'd be excellent.
What, am I crazy, or was there kind of a weird vibe at SoFi yesterday?
In what sense?
What way?
It was the first time all season where it felt like the Rams were going to flick aside an inferior opponent.
Yes.
The opponent had completely run up the white flag.
Yep.
And it was, let's just get to the next and most important game. That it did. There was no tension involved.
Well, yes, I agree.
Were you guys aware of the shenanigans with the betting, the over-under at the end of the game?
Oh, no, yeah. I was
not. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's so,
Were you there?
Yeah.
All right, so had they made that extra point,
right,
it would have kicked in the over.
Oh.
When they missed it, it activated the under.
Oh.
And they didn't even go for two. I mean, the analytics said go for two because then it makes it a two field goal game.
And they went for one and
they went
it.
For one and got it blocked.
So if you go down by – this is what the Titans did to the Packers on Monday Night Football the week before. If you're down 14 – you go for two the first time through. Because if you get it, now a touchdown wins the game.
Right, and also you can tie it with two field goals.
Right, but you're probably not getting it back twice in that situation. You're probably only getting it one more time. So if you get it back the second time and you made it, you win. If you missed it, you can still go for two and still tie the game.
Yeah,
there's no reason to kick it.
No.
If I was a head coach, I'd go for two almost every time. I'd need a reason not to go.
You and Brandon Staley.
Yeah.
in stereo.
Dean will sign you in no time.
Well, the job's open.
You're the man.
By the way, Trav, you explained that a lot better than Jay Feely on the broadcast. He's horrible. Oh,
wait a minute. What's wrong with Jay Feely? I like Jay Feely.
Oh, it is not good. He is not good as the third man.
Who's
not
doing
good.
The game?
They had a three-man
Jay Feely
today?
Jay Feely, James Lofton, and somebody. I don't remember who was doing play.
Yeah, it was weird because Fox normally does NFC games, but this year they've been juggling
a lot. It's the weirdest thing. CBS.
It was actually great, though, because then we got Cowboys.
We got both.
Yeah, Cowboys Bills.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
The doubleheader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little blowout,
all right, so
right?
Chris, set this up. What are we getting here?
Okay, now, first off, I know Slee keeps looking at me like, so why did Morales make us share mics?
We prefer doing this.
Yeah, because, no, we absolutely
here's
do.
Here's why. Because it's a great bit.
This is how I want to do it.
The fact that this mic has been open for 10 minutes, it's a great bit.
I didn't even think about
didn't
that.
Didn't you tell me to be here?
No, 100%. Because we need this for our special guest.
Okay, good.
But we didn't need it for the whole time.
But we're comfortable.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Slee couldn't have just slid over.
He could have, but then we wouldn't have the B-roll. And the B-roll is valuable.
It does look good.
At this moment, let's bring in from the other room our friend Chris Smith from Maine Electrical Supply.
He's
got some gifts for us, courtesy of LA Golf.
Ooh.
Now, if you're familiar with LA Golf is a new golf company. Paige Speronic is involved with them, and we all love Paige.
Yeah. That's Michael's favorite golfer.
Oh, I've seen Paige.
It's a lot of people's favorite golfer.
She's very good at golf.
If you ask Michael who his favorite golfer is, he will answer Paige Speronic.
Don't we all? Chris, how are you? Come on, get close to the mic here. Chris is a little closer. Chris is a P1 listener.
On top of this, I am, Chris. You got to be right on it.
Yeah. I'm on it.
All right.
That'd be awesome. I'm going to share this one.
Chris is a P1 listener. He says his favorite show is Mason and Ireland, I think.
Ah, thank you, Chris.
So at least one Chris has Mason and Ireland as their favorite
show. Yes, that's right.
We didn't even write that. That was great.
That was
awful, Chris.
Yeah.
Like, Chris, you've got to get a little energy for me. You're giving us gifts now. We're excited.
Well, right, I'm excited for you guys to see them.
All right, well, what are we getting, Chris? Explain what we're getting.
Okay, so what we have behind us is LA Golf putters, completely customized, the most technologically advanced putter on the market.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's beautiful, man.
Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. You dial it in on the laser and just shoot it into the hole.
So let's start opening. Ron Mitchell, our MC of the year, if you can bring the boxes over here, because I want to see how they differ, because they're all custom.
Right. Wait a minute, they're all custom?
They're all custom. One, we gave them custom
they
specs.
They asked us for specs like a couple of weeks
ago.
And
So these are made for you specifically.
Exactly. And then once we get all these out of the box, I want to compare our putters. I want to see who's got the bigger one.
Yeah, who's got a bigger putter is
Chris,
a good question.
I'll compare putters anytime. Oh, look at this. This is beautiful. Now the question is, did you get the box?
So there are putters.
Trav's having a beautiful issue LA golf there.
Okay, he's got it. Yeah, he's got it.
Putters
got it.
Are being opened.
Oh, wow. Yep. Oh, golf balls, too.
Oh, beautiful.
Golf balls.
John
there's the putter.
Is there. John's got a little.
Ireland's having trouble.
No, there it is.
There he is. There he is. He's got it. He's got it.
Oh, I'm all over this.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm actually. I borrowed James Worthy's putter and I made a bunch of putts, so I haven't given it back to him yet. Now maybe I'll give it back to him.
Chris, this is absolutely beautiful.
Unreal. I mean, it's beautiful, first of all, and it's nice and heavy, which I love. This is fantastic.
Is yours bigger than mine, John?
Why? Because it matches your build, so to speak.
Right. I'm a man of a certain carriage, John.
His
yes,
cut.
Indeed. This is great. This. You know what? I'm taking a ball out of the sleeve. We're going to roll a couple here in the studio.
Oh, John's is slightly bigger than mine.
I've heard that, Chris.
You went with the short and stubby, Chris? Accurate.
I like it a little short so it gets in my hands more.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
You can handle the putter.
I was actually surprised.
John,
let me see yours.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Did you do the jumbo?
I did.
Trav, I did too. You're even longer than me.
I'm longer than John.
What'd you go? I went 35. Did you go 37?
Whatever the longer one was.
Yeah. Well, you're taller than me.
Yeah.
Our friends at LA
Chris,
Golf.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, welcome, I'm serious. Very I will nice. Wear, I mean, these guys all know, but I will wear this out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll use it all the time.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, how can people get these if they want to buy them?
Go to the website for LA Golf, lagolf.com.
lagolf.com. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Ooh, nice and soft.
How is that?
Appropriately, Chris, mine says Bel Air. Oh. Which is a course that I rarely play, but I'll take it.
Oh, mine does too.
Mine does as
which
well.
Which is inappropriate for me because I will never be welcome.
They'll
back.
Never let you.
No. Once they see some of my social media videos, once they see the one of me giving you the dump truck,
that's it's over.
I'll never be invited to Bel Air.
The dump truck
How
video
is. How
is
your neck, by the way, since then?
I've actually.
Is there a workers' comp claim coming in our future?
I will tell you, coming up.
I don't think you can blame that on the dump truck.
No, it's not the dump truck.
Ice skating?
No, it's he not the fall. Ice skating.
How did you do on
Wait,
the
Wait, you got
on the
hurt
ice?
Anyway?
I've got a Something's rotator cuff thing that's going all the way. I've talked about the rotator cuff thing. Now it's radiating down my arm.
Oh, who are you, Brandon McCarthy?
So I talked to Clapper, and Clapper's got me in for an MRI and all kinds of
did
stuff.
Did he say, how are you?
How are you?
I miss Dr. Clapper.
I miss Dr. Clapper, too.
I heard a rumor we're working on getting him back.
Are we?
I hope it happens.
I'm trying.
Weekend Warrior may be coming back.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Or maybe we'll give him 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. if he wants it.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
It was Saturdays or
Saturdays or Monday through Friday.
It's not a Morales appearance unless we get one of those for sure.
I couldn't do it to Mason Ireland. They're sitting right here, and this is Chris Smith. No, but this is Chris Smith's favorite show, Mason
we're at
Ireland.
The end of our show.
We're sitting right here too. It never occurred to him. Never occurred to him at all.
Chris, you're a good man. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Good seeing you guys.
Beautiful, beautiful. Chris,
thank you very much. Seriously.
Will you be a better putter now, John? Is that something that because
I could not miss on Saturday? I could not miss. We have a thing in our game. You know, we give out dots for junk.
Sure.
Black people like golf. Can a brother get a putter?
Well, I beat you on your own putting green. Yeah, if you can't beat me at your own house on your putting green, you don't deserve a putter.
Never challenge a white man in golf.
Trav, we get a thing. If you make a putt longer than the pole, you get a pulley.
Sure.
Five consecutive pulleys. My friends were ready to kill me. I just got hot and everything went in. And now that I got this putter, I'm going for seven.
You double pulleys.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not looking to put your business on the street, but what is the value of a pulley in an Ireland game? Is it a buck?
Yeah. Okay. So you win $3.
Okay.
Every time you did. But so I had five
bucks from everybody in the group.
Yeah, so $15 for that
That's
putting expedition. Exactly.
You're going to have to extend your pulley range.
Well, don't we all?
Anytime you want to extend my pull, I'll take.
That's a good place to say. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon. I love that Ireland's saying it now,
yes,
too.
With feeling now that I've seen it.
Now we all get it. So, doesn't happen very often. We got the show at full strength today.
So I looked today. Greg, you would be good to weigh in on this. I can't remember a month where I've been gone as much as I've been gone this
You've
month.
You've been gone crazy amount of time
I think
month.
I've slept in December. It's now the 18th. I think I've slept in my own bed three nights in December. And I'm leaving tomorrow for Chicago, Minnesota, and OKC. By the way, Thursday, I'm going to do the show from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Are you going to the Ram game, or are you out of here for the holidays?
No, I'm going to the Rams game. I am.
So am I, but
I'm
not leaving
early. About 15 minutes early, so about a half hour early, so I can get to the game. It's nuts getting to SoFi like an afternoon drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaving here at 2:45.
Wait, you got for a 5:20 kick? You got to leave at 2:45?
Because I
got
to go here to home to SoFi and rush hour.
You know what I like about that?
What?
Knocks him out of game of games.
Oh, it does.
This is the last week, by the way.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Last week.
Well, no, I'm doing a show the day after Christmas, so that should be the last show.
Okay, you want to make that the last show?
Yeah. So that means
show.
Yeah, because Momo's here, right?
Yeah.
That day. All right. So
there's going to be a game that day.
Yeah. But so are you done? Yeah, are you? Is this the last week you're working? Are you pulling a Sedano?
No, last week.
And now he's off on Friday too.
I'm off on Friday. Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So they start to count for double tomorrow, and then I'm gonna not be here for Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Mason's gonna miss Friday, Monday.
And Mason's
Friday,
missing
Tuesday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
so we got
tomorrow.
Fix
so I'm
all
not
this
on
stuff
that.
Up.
Okay.
Tomorrow. So anyways.
So tomorrow the
two.
Double starts.
Two.
Okay.
So here's my. The joyful part of my week. You know, I've said on the air I've got a torn rotator cuff, right? This
right.
is my own self-diagnosis. Now,
okay. It may be a labrum. That's more common now than the rotator cuff. Well, you might have a torn labrum.
Now it is going all the way down my arm. So, like, tomorrow I'm getting an MRI and x-rays and all that kind of stuff. Dr. Clapper is helping me out. The great Dr.
Well,
Robert
you know,
Clapper.
Dr. Clapper is the one who redid Michael's hip.
Yes,
and
yes.
And Michael is a new man now. He could compete in the Olympics
he
for
did
the Bahamas.
My friend Mimi, he did her shoulder. Her rotator cuff.
Right. So you're in good hands.
I'm in good hands. Yeah. So, hey, how about it? Rams control their own destiny.
I'm telling you, I told you before, the Rams are going to make the playoffs, and I think they're going to put a scare into somebody because, for example, if the Rams drew the Cowboys in the first round, I know the Cowboys beat them up earlier in the year, but who's playing better right now? I mean, the Cowboys.
Cowboys are so schizophrenic.
They
like last
awful.
Week they were spectacular. This week they were awful against Buffalo.
Right. If the Rams drew the Lions.
God, can you imagine? Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford. What a game.
I don't necessarily think that's an automatic win for the Lions.
I don't think it's automatic.
The Eagles, we're going to see them playing tonight. They've looked terrible the last
two weeks. We're rooting it. So here's if you're a Rams fan, we're rooting against the Eagles. What we would prefer most is that the Niners clinch the number one seed as quickly as possible so that when the Rams play them in the last week of the season,
they play all the subs.
They don't go full strength. So the
is
Eagles
that game
losing
at SoFi or up
big.
North? The one at the end of the year?
It's up north. Yeah,
okay.
We already lost them.
Thursday is the last home game for the Rams.
Yeah, this is the last home game coming up.
And Thursday. Then the last two are... The last one's at San Francisco. Where's the week before that?
Giants.
In New York.
In New York.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Giants are pretty bad. But you never know. I mean, there's no such thing as an easy out in this league.
Tommy right. Cutlets, eh?
Well, the best thing about that guy is his agent. Yeah. Have you seen his agent?
Yeah.
He looks like he's right out of The Sopranos.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Is. They did some kind of video together and went back and forth. Very much New York guys.
So Ireland.
They're in the mob.
In addition to Game of Games. We're also down to the wire on Mythical Money.
Now, you made $50,000 yesterday.
But I lost $50,000 on the Lakers on Friday, so I'm holding steady.
But still, Greg, what are the standings?
So Mace has $315,000. You have $333,000 because you lost $20,000.
I did.
And I lost my parlay, so I have $0.
You're out.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out. And Brian has $103,000, but
he's ready to make a wager.
Okay, what are you doing?
Give me $315,000.
All of it.
On the Lakers -4 tonight.
So you have to do it as -3.5.
Oh, -3.5. Yeah, because a favorable hook.
I love it. I love it. So you're either going to race by me.
Or crash and burn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to make some big bet.
By the way, that would if I win this, that would put you
my
in a position.
My big bet, I promise you. I promise you guys. My big bet, and whether you win or lose tonight, my big bet is coming on Thursday. On that Rams Saints game.
It's coming. I love it. And if both of you go to zero, Brian wins.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Right. Brian.
Steady strategy.
Very steady. I'm just not going to bet at all.
I've won a few.
Let these fools bet.
I think I've got a bet you should make, Brian. Okay. Right, what do you got? What does Brian have?
I think I have like 100 something.
103.
Okay. Did you watch Get Up this morning?
Yeah, I did.
Doesn't Rex Ryan look like he knows something?
About Bill Belichick? Yeah, he definitely does.
He is convinced Belichick is going
to
the Chargers.
He's talking about it like it's a done deal.
Love to see it.
So, would you be willing to bet on it?
Next year he has to do that, because it wouldn't happen.
Oh, I think it'll probably roll over to next year.
It's the last regular season game into January?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
is
in
it?
January.
Okay.
Yeah, so that doesn't quite work. Super Bowl will be in the next year's
February.
Mythical Money.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, anytime we talk about Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy.
So, I think if all the Lakers play tonight, that you're going to win that bet.
Bam!
I'm not allowed to even bet mythical money on NBA stuff, so I have to sit this one out. But I love your chances if AD and LeBron both play. I think the reason we lost in San Antonio is that we didn't play enough guys.
Sometimes there's a letdown on Banner Night.
Banner Night.
It's Banner Night.
Hey, I know you're mocking
in-season
tournament banner.
I am mocking.
It's the IST.
The IST championship.
The IST banner is more important to the league than it is to the Lakers. I think the Lakers should be commended for doing the league a solid. Because if the Lakers poo-pooed this and didn't put up a banner and said, no, it's beneath us, we don't care about that tournament, it would water down the tournament. Now, if you have your marquee franchise, the most popular franchise in the league, making a significant deal out of it and raising a banner and doing a ceremony tonight, which we will carry live, right, Greg?
Yes, we will be carrying it live.
Oh, we're carrying the banner unveiling.
Do it live.
Absolutely. We're in the middle of pregame right then.
And so you can hear it all on ESPN LA. I think the Lakers are doing a tremendous service to Adam Silver and the NBA by making this significant. What say you?
I'll tell you, I'm going to read a tweet from George Karl.
Okay.
Who's like a Lakers troll, right?
Of course.
This is what he said. The bubble banner plus the in-season tournament banner stitched together would be like one whole banner.
See, he's wrong. The bubble was
Michael loves that too. That's
yeah,
such a funny
the bubble
joke.
Was harder to win than I mean.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's talking. By the way, we love George Karl. We once played one of the great Mason Ireland practical jokes of all time on George Karl. Brian, have you ever heard this story?
I don't think I have. No.
So Mason and I. In what was a horrible financial decision, but was really fun, owned a racehorse once.
Yes.
For about, maybe a year?
Yeah, about a year.
He only ran, or she.
She only ran.
Only ran three races, broke her foot, and that was it.
Won twice.
Right. And Mason and I owned 5% of the horse, 2.5% each. So we had access to all the things that a horse owner does. So this was in the 90s. So George Karl's coach in Seattle in the 90s, and they have like the number one seed in the playoffs, and they draw the Lakers or like the 8 seed. Those were those teams with Nick Van Exel and Eddie Jones prior to Kobe, prior to Shaq. So the Lakers shockingly go up, like, I can't remember if it was a 5-game series or a 7-game series, but the Lakers put them on the ropes and are up like 3 games to 1. And we had Dave Singer, who was producing our show at the time. You know when a horse wins a race, you get those giant wreaths?
Yeah, giant horse wreath.
Flowers.
Yeah.
So we had the wreath maker make a giant horse-sized wreath that said, "Beloved Coach, see ya." And we found out where George Carl was staying, mm-hmm. and Singer, we're doing mornings back then, and Singer went and knocked on his door at 5 o'clock in the morning, and Carl was up, and he said, who's there? And he goes, "I'm here with a gift." And he goes, "A gift?" Or no, remember, his wife answered the door.
That's right, his wife
goes,
was there.
And "Gift." And she opens the door to see what the gift is. And Singer presents her with the wreath. And she starts laughing hysterically. She thought it was really funny. She goes, "George, you got to come see this." And George comes up. He goes, "That's no gift." And Singer handed him the phone. And he ended up talking to us for 10. He totally took it in the spirit yeah. of which it was intended. Couldn't have been nicer to us. Was very complimentary about the Lakers. The Lakers went on to win that series yep. and knocked the Spurs. But George Karl won me over on that day.
Yeah.
Love George Karl.
Yeah, now he's goofing on us.
Pepe's over there in an ugly Christmas Pepe's sweater. God bless
Christmas
him.
Christmas sweater, awesome. The whole gang is here. MT is going to stop in. Pepe's here. It is Lakers versus Knicks on banner night.
That's right. Do not besmirch the in-season, the IST banner. How dare you?
All right, coming up next for you, why are there so many quarterback injuries in the NFL? I've got one analyst who says he's got the answers. We'll do that coming up. Plus, who knows what's going to happen today. Hey, if you're injured in an accident over the weekend and you're deciding trying to handle it yourself, this is your to-do list today. First, call the rental car company. Second, wait to get a call back from the insurance. Then when you speak with them, make sure not to say the wrong thing. Otherwise, you jeopardize your case. Third, you call your doctor for an appointment. They can't see you for a week, and even then, they're only referring you to a specialist. Why would you do any of this to yourself? Make it easy. If you're injured in an accident, immediately call my friend Jacob. He and his team will handle everything for you. They'll make sure you've got a rental car. They'll speak with the insurance company on your behalf. And most importantly, they will set you up with a specialist so you can start the healing process and get your life back in order. And you don't pay a penny out of pocket. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's up, people? The Rams control their own destiny. How about that? They, by the way, are 4-point favorites over New Orleans on Thursday night in a game where the winner basically punches their tickets to the playoff.
Or no, not necessarily. If the Rams were to win Thursday but then lose the last two, they'd probably be out.
Right. Yeah, so, that's right. That's
but
right.
They, but I, it, 8-9. It is, but if, it is, in the words of Steve Mason, a must-win.
It is a must-win.
Yeah.
It is a must-win. All right, so I came across this nugget before we get to the quarterback thing. Bill Plunkett tweeted this out this morning. Tyler Glasnow, who signed a 5-year, $135 million contract yep. with the Dodgers, confirms that Shohei Ohtani sent him a video and promised to hit home runs for him if he signed an extension and joined the Dodgers. Tyler Glass now says, quote, it was awesome. So cool to get that video. It definitely added a lot of points for me to go to the Dodgers. I think his recruitment worked.
The Dodgers were very smart about all of this. I found out the other day, I think this is public now, that when they brought in Ohtani,
yep,
Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman,
mm-hmm,
Will Smith all showed up.
Yep.
To meet Dave Roberts. So when he walked in, all the guys he's going to be playing with were there trying to convince him to come and do it. And I actually think the Glasnow trade is not a typical Dodger trade. You know, they normally don't give that much money.
And serviced at 5 years.
Right. But if he can stay healthy, he slides right into the number one spot.
So when Ohtani came here, I don't know if you know this or not, I told the story on Friday, but when Ohtani came here originally, and the Dodgers made a big pitch to get him, even though they were going to make a big pitch, so that Kobe Bryant recorded a message.
Which is interesting because Kobe Bryant was at more Angel games than Dodger
right.
games.
Right. Yeah. But Kobe said, hey, come to the Dodgers and Shohei, love. And that was, according to Shohei Ohtani, one of the big things that put it over the top to come to the Dodgers. So Kobe Bryant's legacy just continues and continues and continues.
Who is that for you? If I was trying to recruit you to do, like, let's say I was trying to recruit you to leave this station and come, I ran a station somewhere else.
Okay.
And I was, you're a free agent.
Yep.
And I'm trying to get, who could I get to reach out to you that it would be really hard to say no to?
Hmm. You know, the first name that popped into my mind was Charlize Theron.
Like, she said, hey, Mace, I've been friends with John Ireland for a long time. I know everything there yep. is to know about this station. If you come here, I'll go to dinner with you once a week.
Yep.
It is. You'll love it here.
Who's yours? By the way, I have no idea. I actually have a little bit on Charlize Theron that I want to bring up. But who would it be for you?
I don't know. I asked you and I didn't. I've never contemplated it myself.
Bergman, who would it be for you?
Now that Vin Scully has passed away, would it maybe been Vin?
Yeah, Vin would be a great one.
But if somebody was somebody that I respect so much, I couldn't say no to.
I don't think that person is out there.
Well, no, looking for somebody to sway you.
Yeah, sway you. I think, John, yours would be like Howard Stern.
Probably.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. If Howard Stern called me and said, hey, you need to do this.
He'd be tough to turn down. Yeah.
It'd be hard to say no.
Right. I mean, if Stern came and said, hey, Greg, go to the station, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Great. Let's help.
You're Howard Stern.
Yeah.
So I'm watching. This is why Charlize Theron was in my head.
That was a very strange answer.
It was. Well, like, I was kind of leading into my next thing.
Okay. I mean, didn't make
Stay
much
with
sense.
Us here.
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Okay. So yesterday I'm watching the game. The night game. I'm trying to think. What game was it last night?
Oh, it was Baltimore. And I bet on Jacksonville just because I needed to make up points in my confidence pool. And Jacksonville left so many points on the board, it was brutal. But anyway, that's what it was.
Okay.
Ravens at Jags.
So I'm watching the game last night, and here is Charlize Theron in a commercial.
Okay.
For something called Jadori, which is
apparently
a perfume.
Yeah.
So here's is that directed at women who happen to be watching the game, or is that directed at guys who are last minute trying to figure out what to get their wives or girlfriends for Christmas?
More the latter.
Now, is that not a smart use of advertising? In other words, hey, Christmas is next week. You haven't done anything. Get the perfume Charlize has got.
Yeah. And I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, because, think about it this way. This is the month, and really this is the week, that guys have to buy something for their girl.
Yes.
And they don't know what to do. They're looking for ideas.
Do you have Lisa done?
Yep. And I have everybody done. The one thing I haven't done is gift wrapped anything. And I leave tomorrow morning for Chicago. So basically the day before Christmas, I'm going to have to hunker down in my guest room and wrap presents.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding, Mace. I'm the worst gift wrapper in the history. Like, I'm the type of guy that just bundles it up and then ties a ribbon around it.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
You need to do it before Thursday. You need to at least do one for Michelle Smallman.
Oh, yeah.
You made a bet with Michelle Smallman.
I'll try and do that.
Yeah, you have to do one before
Thursday.
That's
right. Do one in advance. Oh! Hey, it's Banner Day, and here's Michael Thompson.
See, Michael is supportive of the IST banner.
This is the theme song for the banner right here.
What is it?
Ready? Here it comes.
The natural.
Hook. Yes.
I hope they use it. I hope they use this now just to spite you.
How unimaginative are you two? Perfume for your lady for Christmas?
Well, I'm not.
That's
I didn't,
as bad
I,
as Russ getting why a is coffee that, mug
why
for
is,
his girl.
Wait a minute.
No,
why
I, didn't,
is,
I didn't buy perfume. He, but he asked me a question. You don't think that commercial's directed at women?
Yeah, but it's so, I mean, that's so standard. Hey, honey, what'd you get me? Here's some perfume.
What'd you get Julie?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Why?
She's got everything.
See, Juan and I do not exchange gifts at all.
Yeah, she don't need nothing.
God, that'd be great.
She thinks my taste in women's clothes is horrible. Because
then
I can't buy clothes.
And our anniversary is the first, and we don't do anything for that either. We make a big deal of our birthdays. That's when we give gifts. That's otherwise, it's too hard at Christmas. Yeah. There's too much pressure that goes along with it.
Yeah,
there Christmas, really is. Yeah. Are you done, Mike? Or do you do any shopping? Do you buy for anybody?
No, because my boys
you
are all
grown. You didn't get
anything
for Roman?
Julie will take care of all that. She buys. Wow. That's what she's doing.
So you at Christmas buy zero Christmas presents.
I did get some for Roman. It arrived today. You know what I got him? Lighted golf balls. The LED lights.
Oh, he'll love them.
Oh, that's
he
cool.
loves those things.
He'll love them.
Loves those
He'll hit them right over your fence into the water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got everybody done over the weekend. I got my mom, not stepdad, Leo, my brother's boyfriend. I got, I got Juan's parents, which is my responsibility. I got everybody done all without ever walking into a store.
Yeah, that's online shopping.
That's the point. Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, so Michael's hanging out. Pepe is going to be here at some point. We're going to do Wheel of Questions coming up for you. It is Ireland's wheel. The wheel has been intact for a while.
I reloaded all of it this morning. Okay, I got a bunch of new stuff on there.
All right, Ireland's got the wheel coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, I want to tell you about my secret weapon to staying active. It's called iSpot Active. It's wearable cryotherapy that replaced my cryo chamber that cost me $50 every time I go. They make form-fitting compression wear with custom-sized pockets that fit flexible gel packs that go around your sore joints and problem areas. If you're active, if you play tennis, pickleball, golf, soccer, basketball, football, if you're a runner, put this in your arsenal and you can do what you love every day. It's a great Christmas or holiday gift for anybody you know who's active. And here's the best part. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, if the person you buy it for doesn't like it for any reason, they can send it back. You get all your money back. Inventory is going fast. So get yours today at iSpotActive.com. If you go to that website, you'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy swears by this stuff. He's on there. He's one of the owners of the company. Use the coupon code LA710. LA710, and you get 20% off till the end of the year. Everybody I've turned on to this absolutely loves it. Get yours today at icebodactive.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oh, this is a good one. All right. What product would you stockpile if you discovered they were going to stop selling it? Okay, so it can be anything that you use a lot today. This happens to me a lot. Like, I'll discover, I used to use, like, the same shampoo. It got discontinued. Yeah. Same deodorant got discontinued.
Yeah.
Had I known, I would have loaded up on it beforehand. Yep. Bergman, what product, if you discovered it was going away, would you stockpile now so you had enough to get you?
Well, you took the deodorant one. I use the same deodorant for years now. I'd be very, very upset. I think my hair product, that would probably be one that I would have to get a lot of if it went away. It's like American something or other.
All right, Brian, how about you?
First thing I was thinking of is that conditioner, you know, for these luscious curls.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of that. So,
luscious curls, good stuff too. Yes.
Michael, what product would you stockpile? Is it ketchup for you?
No, because I could always grow tomatoes and make my own ketchup.
Of course, that sounds like something.
Just smash the tomato.
Yeah. Invite me over when you do that. I want to see that.
I'd figure it out. But haven't we already seen it, guys? Mm. 2020. What happened?
Oh, toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Use leaves like we do in the Bahamas?
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay,
I need soft toilet paper, too, so I'm stocking up.
Mine is weird. I put that green can of Parmesan cheese on everything.
Kraft Parmesan
cheese?
That
is Kraft Parmesan. I put it on everything. It's like the all-purpose, I replace salt with Parmesan cheese. So Parmesan
you
cheese.
You use Parmesan cheese like Michael uses ketchup.
Exactly. I love everything. Parmesan. Everything.
Fish?
It can be great on fish.
Yeah, I guess on some fish.
Yeah, it can be great on fish.
What about that turkey sandwich? Well, I guess
a
sandwich.
No, it goes with everything.
Right? Yeah. Mine is a weird one.
You don't put on eggs.
Bavarian pretzels. Do you know what Bavarian pretzels
are? They're the crunchy pretzels, right?
The big ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the small stick pretzels or the little knob pretzel. I want the big Bavarian pretzel. If that was going out of style, I'd buy like 100,000 of them and keep them in a shed somewhere.
There you go.
That'd be it.
A shed full of pretzels.
Shed full of pretzels. That'd be a good name for a pretzel store.
It'd be a good name.
Shed full of pretzels.
It'd be a good name for a band. Shed full of pretzels.
It would.
Pretzels.
Pepe said coffee.
Coffee.
Oh, that's good. Coffee is a By the way, that's one. A good universal answer. I think a lot of people would do that if they realize
you could grow your own coffee beans.
Do you think he is Juan Valdez?
No, just forget Google how to grow coffee, and you make your own coffee.
So you're making ketchup and coffee.
No, I could grow my own tomatoes. I could grow my own beans, but how am I going to make toilet paper?
It's true. I don't think you can make
any of those three
things.
Chop down trees.
I'm
with Mason. All these things you think you can make, you can't make.
Well, Ireland, ketchup was just vinegar and tomatoes and sugar.
I'm going to take your ketchup bottle on this road trip and see how you adjust.
Okay, I got to look at the ingredients.
I'm going to give you all those ingredients, and I want to see if you can make ketchup.
All right.
I'll give you tomato.
Michael's famous ketchup.
Put a big M on
the
bottle.
Oh,
Give me that M bottle.
Yeah. Sell it with Diamond and Key. There's MT ketchup and Diamond and Key wine.
Anything you can grow, you can learn to do it yourself.
Sure.
What is wrong with you people?
I want to see you churn some butter, too.
Hey, show me how to do it. I can do it.
Big do-it-yourself guy. All right, so I don't know if you guys noticed this. There are many, many, many backup quarterbacks playing in the NFL.
Yeah. In some cases, they're down to like the third string guy.
In fact, there have been 69 different starting quarterbacks this year, which is...
All primarily because of injury. I mean, a couple of guys got benched, but it's mostly because of injury,
Of injury, exactly. So there's a question about why, and I'm just curious from you guys, why do you think there are so many injuries? I've got one guy's take, but why do you think it is?
Have you seen the speed they play it now? And the edge rushes, they have like Miles Garrett coming and hitting these guys?
Right.
They ain't these fat guys anymore who are playing offensive tackle. I've been saying for years, you got to put guys that are equally as quick and as strong as Miles Garrett if you're going to block those guys. You can't expect guys who weigh 330 pounds to block guys who built like LeBron.
And think about this, to Michael's point. These guys are bigger, faster, and stronger than they've ever been before, but the field is still the same size.
Correct, yeah.
You know, it isn't any bigger or any wider, so all of this is the force of the collisions is as big as it's ever been. I wonder if...
Why is it on the rise every year?
Because of that.
It literally is like on a chart. It's going up. This is a record.
Would it be ridiculous to suggest, if it continues like this, they've got all these rules to protect the quarterback, that once a quarterback runs out of the pocket, he's fair game.
Yep.
But if he's in the pocket, all you got to do is wrap him up. You don't have to throw him down. Once you wrap them up, you blow the whistle.
No, because otherwise guys like Lamar Jackson would be able to escape and continue to play as Ireland.
But what I'm saying is if I put you in charge of dealing with quarterback injuries, I want you to lower the amount of quarterback injuries. How do you do it?
You can't do it. You've done enough. You've protected them as much as you can.
I agree with Michael. I don't think you can do it.
Not anymore.
Put
them in a bubble wrap. How about that, Ireland?
That's what a lot of people say is the case now.
This guy, Stephen Ruiz from The Athletic, tracks it to three things. See how you feel about this. First of all, he says, just adding a game, more games played naturally means more opportunities for injury. So when they went to 17 games, potentially that led to more injuries.
But we haven't even hit game 17 yet, and all these guys are hurt already. Yeah.
So he also says that one of the reasons is that there are more dropbacks for quarterbacks than there have ever been.
That's true.
Guys are dropping back and throwing more often. Mm-hmm. And it's also
a record number of quarterback runs. Add to that that there are just more plays than there used to be. The game moves faster. There are more plays to be out there and to potentially get hurt. They're more likely to run, more likely to drop back, more likely to be vulnerable in the pocket. I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing the turnover in quarterbacks that we are.
I texted Michael last night during that Ravens game, and here's what I wrote. I think Lamar Jackson is the most difficult quarterback to get down I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Am I forgetting about somebody? I mean, like Fran Tarkington used to run around in circles.
Michael Vick
would just outrun people.
He was elusive, too.
But, like, Bobby Ross, when we used to do his coach's show, used to say, that quarterback has really good evade. You know, he can get out of any situation.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, you think you've got him?
Yeah.
You never have him. I don't think the Rams ever got him that entire game. Look at it. I don't think.
He's the only quarterback.
They played really well. Yeah. And they played well, and I don't think they ever sacked Lamar Jackson.
He's the only quarterback that Aaron Donald hasn't sacked.
Yes, he is.
By the way, if they finish, what are the Ravens now, 10-3?
Yeah.
If they finish with the best record in the NFL, why aren't we talking about Lamar Jackson as the MVP?
He is. They are. They finish with the best record. They say he's the leading candidate.
It's Brock Purdy.
It's McCaffrey, I think.
No, McCaffrey's
Purdy.
Fifth.
Purdy over
it's
McCaffrey.
It's Purdy over McCaffrey, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see Purdy came out and said it should be McCaffrey?
I agree with him.
Either him or Deebo.
I think it should be Purdy.
Of Lamar, Lamar's the best player on the Ravens. Purdy is like the fifth best player on the Niners.
It's McCaffrey. McCaffrey's the MVP if they finish
or
out.
Debo or Fred Warner
I don't think
Kittle.
The number one rated quarterback in the league is Brock Purdy in terms of quarterback rating, in terms of QBR.
But
why,
what did he
why
do?
Is he's the one that's orchestrating that offense.
But he's not more valuable than Lamar. Yeah, Lamar makes plays.
I'm not going to argue the Lamar thing. I'm arguing the Purdy over McCaffrey thing.
And Purdy's good. I like him. But what did he do when Deebo was hurt? His production went way down.
By the way, we're having this conversation. Brock Purdy's the favorite to win MVP, and Lamar Jackson is the second pick.
Oh, good. Because he should be, right?
I'll tell you one thing. They meet this week. We'll see.
Yeah, that could go a long way to
Santa Claus. That's a game this week.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow, what a game.
That could be. It's got to be either on like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, right? Christmas Eve is Sunday.
Right, there's like
and
games
Christmas
every
Day
day
is
now.
Monday. And there's games on Saturday, too.
Yeah.
I think we're getting games 3 days in a row this week.
So we had Thursday. We have nothing Friday. We have games on Saturday, games on Sunday, right? And a game on Monday.
It's the 5 p.m. game. I know that.
I think there's more than one game on Monday. On Christmas Day. I think they loaded up this year.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of NBA games that day, too.
That's right. There's tons of NBA games. What wins? The NBA's... This is the one day where I think the NBA's got its best chance. I don't think it'll... It won't outrate the NFL, but I think it'll do decent numbers.
It's Christmas Day at 5:15 p.m.
There's three games on Christmas Day. The Raiders-Chiefs at 10 a.m., Giants-Eagles at 1:30, and Ravens-Niners at 5:15.
Yeah, that Ravens-Niners game on Christmas
in
prime time
is tough to beat
big.
Ravens-Niners.
What time's our game on Christmas Day, Ireland?
I think it's at 2.
2?
2 o'clock?
It is at 2 o'clock.
Look it up.
2 o'clock.
I know it's middle of the day, right?
So we'll be home in time to see that game.
Is it the third game of the day? I think it's
second game of the day. Yeah. It could, you know what, Mace? It could be the third. I think they start at like 9 in the morning.
They start super
early.
Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
All right, so.
It is the third game. It's Bucks, Knicks, Warriors, Nuggets, Celtics, Lakers, third.
Okay. By the way, did you see last night?
And Lamar Jackson got sacked twice by the Rams, just for the record.
Steph Curry didn't make a three.
Yeah. I know.
First time since in like 268 games.
It was a weird thing about threes the last couple of games. Did you see Steph went 0-for-8 from three for the first time? Did you see what Keegan Murray did the night before?
No.
He made 10, right?
12. He was 12 of 13 with 7 minutes to go in the game.
Really?
And didn't make another, missed his final two because they were trying to get in the record to beat Clay.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there watching going, miss. But he took two more shots.
With a voodoo doll.
Yeah, exactly. I thought for sure he was going to get to 15. He was so hot. He made 11 threes in a row before he missed his first one.
So you know who is the longest streak now for three-pointers in games?
I don't know.
I had to guess.
Steph, by the way, his streak ended at 268. 268 straight games with a three-pointer.
All right, I have a really good guess. If it's not him, he's got to be somewhere in the top 10.
Okay.
Do you think it's Lillard?
Yeah, he's in the top 10. It might be him. 50-something.
Lillard, 102 consecutive games.
That's it?
That's it. That's the closest.
By
the way, next on the list is Cam Johnson with 50 from the Nets.
It'll be interesting to see if that record, Steph making 268 games in a row with at least one three, if that record will outlast our lifetimes. I think it will. I think it's the Joe DiMaggio hitting streak. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dame's going to go another 168 games to break it.
You know, I had this conversation this morning. Do you think it's a beatable record, Michael?
268 in a row?
268.
That means you got to stay. Well, he doesn't stay healthy, but you got to do
every game.
Five.
No, if you, miss, it, if you miss a game, it doesn't affect the streak.
I think it could be broken because guys shoot so many threes now.
They do.
All you got to do is make one.
Yeah, and Steph went 0 for
8 last
eight.
Night.
Yeah. Bergman thinks it's totally beatable right
now. It is absolutely a beatable. With the way that the three-point ball is shot nowadays, there's guys that are here strictly to shoot threes.
Yeah.
Take 10 threes a game.
Yep.
Like Keegan Murray could very well do it. Duncan Robinson could very well do it. That's all he does. He takes threes.
There's so many games.
Yeah, but they're also taking 10 threes a game.
But look,
that's like 3 or 4 years.
It goes 268 for Steph.
You play
102 for Dame.
If Lillard plays,
he's got to make a three every game for the next three seasons or so,
at least.
Yeah.
He can do it. If he takes eight a game, he's going to hit one every game.
You would think, yeah.
Well, you would have said that about Steph before last night.
Yeah, that's right.
And his streak is only 100.
You know, LeBron has some, you can look this up, Greg, but LeBron has some insane streak of getting double figures in scoring every time he plays a game. It's like, I think the last time he didn't score in double figures was like 2006.
It was 2006 or 2007.
Wow. You would think that he would have one night where nothing went in.
Yeah.
But no, he always figures out a way to get there.
Did you hear that?
Wait a minute. Is the banner?
Tonight is the night.
Can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen,
woo,
the unveiling of the IST banner.
Yes. The IST.
The IST becomes official, recognized tonight. And, John, we will carry the coverage live, the actual unfolding.
The ceremony live,
And the banner.
And are you going tonight?
I'm not.
You're going to miss your chance to see the NBA
I'm
Cup?
Miss banner night.
This is history.
The NBA Cup will be on display.
Yeah. What's the NBA? Is it just like a regular?
Yeah, it's a trophy.
It's not history. It's history.
History.
That's good.
I like that. I'm going to steal that.
So here's what I would have suggested for the Cup, and I don't think this is what they're doing. Why not make it like the Stanley Cup? Make it travel from place to place and put the name on and the IST Cup. It's we won it. Now it goes somewhere else.
I like that.
So it's a traveling trophy.
So don't make
trophy.
A new trophy. Right. Just have one trophy.
I like that. That's
that
a good
goes
idea.
Around and, like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, they won't use it.
No.
But tonight's banner night.
Pepe's excited. Pepe's here.
Pepe is excited. He's wearing a really, really ugly sweater.
He said that's the likeness of me on his sweater.
Is that what it is?
Isn't it Yoda?
Yeah.
It's Yoda.
Yoda.
He's calling you smart.
Yoda, much wiser than Michael Thompson.
Wait a minute.
Yoda likes the
ketchup. I said I can make my own ketchup. Can Yoda?
Hang on a second, John. What was that?
Yoda likes the IST trophy.
That's good. That's pretty good, Ireland.
All right,
IST.
Coming up next, we're going to do the 2 o'clock call of the day. 877-710-ESPN.
How's it been lately?
It's actually been pretty strong. It's been pretty strong. Today, it's a great opportunity because we got John and Michael here. Lakers tonight, the banner, the magic of unfurling the banner tonight. It is, all these games, they lost on Friday at San Antonio. Tonight, you've got to start stringing together wins, I think that there's generally a letdown on banner.
The Knicks
night,
are in town. Every time the Knicks are in town, it's a big event.
A lot of celebs show up for the Knicks game.
A lot of New Yorkers, a lot of transplants.
So big night tonight. And by the way, you can join us tonight for Lakers Live as we get ready for Lakers Knicks. The 710 Fun and Games Department will be at Chick Hearn Court starting at 4. You can enter to win a D'Lo signed basketball. There will be Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden there, and you can meet Laker girls and Lakers legends. A Papa Shot, half court shot, all this kind of stuff. Join us tonight for Lakers Live at LA Live. All right, coming up, 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN, Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.